Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, y'all. It's Ed Lover on the Ed Lover Morning Show. Yesterday, I had quite an experience, Jen BT.
Tell me.
I decided that since the Popeye's chicken sandwich is back out, because it came back out on November 3rd, which was a Sunday, because they did it specifically because Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday. Everybody know that. None of them open. So I decided to walk down here to Wabash and get me the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
How was it?
First of all, let me tell you about my experience.
Okay.
When I got over there, the line was outside the door.
Still?
Yeah, still.
People are still crazy over that sandwich. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it was because of the time I went to. It was like 3:30, 4 o'clock. And you know there's a lot of foot traffic over there because it's right near State Street. And there's a lot of schools over there, nursing school, this kind of school. That kind of school, a lot of people just getting off out of school, so they was in there. Two lines, crazy long. I felt bad for the people who were just trying to buy regular chicken because they had like, oh, you got to wait for the spicy chicken. So I got in the smart line, and when it's my turn to get my sandwich, they had to put down new fries, so I had to wait for my French fries. Which took a little while. That's okay. Lady was nice. I get the sandwich. I wait till I get home, walk home to eat the sandwich. You want to know my reviews on this sandwich that everybody's going crazy over?
Please tell me if it's worth waiting in line for.
It's aight.
It's aight. Okay. So are there pickles on it? What?
Yeah,
makes it so great?
Not on mine.
Oh, you didn't want pickles on
yours? No, I wanted pickles. I didn't get any.
Oh, it's. Okay.
I just had a straight, I don't know how I ended up with a straight up and down.
Is there like a special
They gave me a
sauce?
Spicy piece of chicken on a bun.
Just
that's all I got.
It?
I ain't get no sauce,
didn't get
nothing.
That's it?
Yeah, I didn't get nothing. No, I didn't ask for it that way. I promise. Right there in Wabash. They forgot the pickles. They forgot the sauce. Everything. I promise you. Don't tell me it's impossible. What happened to me? I looked on the sandwich. I should have checked the sandwich before I left, but I didn't get anything. But my review of the actual, I'm kind of glad that I didn't get that because I think it would have tainted my view of the sandwich. I wanted to know what the chicken tasted like. So all I really had was spicy chicken and bread.
It's crazy.
No, it was a really good piece of chicken.
Yeah.
It really is juicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it's worth the hype. I'm being honest with you. And I hope Popeye's, hope none of our salespeople are listening this morning and got to deal with Popeye's on the table for this chicken sandwich. But it's good. It's a good sandwich, but I think the hype is too much on it.
I
really do.
That's the only reason why I haven't gone yet.
To be stabbing people and all that, but it ain't stabbable. That's why I put it on my scale of stabbable.
If no one knows it, I'm sure everybody
like when
does.
I stabbed somebody
stabbed
behind this chicken sandwich, I was like,
died in line over the chicken sandwich.
Well, it really wasn't about the sandwich. It became about the respect thing. But when I stabbed somebody behind this sandwich, nah.
No.
Nah. Now, a burger from Archival, I'd stab you behind that.
I have yet to have that burger, and I need to.
Definitely stab the crap out of you, yeah. Uncle Remus with the extra mild sauce, I would absolutely stab the crap out of you.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things I'd stab you about, but not. Nah, I would flesh wound stab you. No flesh wound. Pen knife right in your thigh. Some that, you know. I hope I don't hit one of your carotid arteries. I'd hit you right there.
Knife terms today.
Hit you right there. Slice a little bit. Give you a $1.50. You know what a $1.50 is?
No, what's that?
You don't know what a $1.50 is?
I've never heard of it.
Okay, we come back. I'm going to tell you what $1.50 is. I'm going to tell it right before three random facts. What a $1.50 is. See, I love them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.